Good evening, and welcome to Moralia Python's Radio. I'm your host, Eric Burke. Tonight is just a quick kickoff of the show. I just wanted to get this ball rolling and get this out there so I can get a feel for it and see how it feels to get this going. I'm not going to be taking any calls tonight. I'm just gonna talk about a couple things and. You know, hopefully when we get some guests on here, then we'll get the calls. For then, the call-in number would be 347-215-7359. I just want to start by saying that I am super passionate about carpet pythons and Moralia in general. I've been thinking about this idea for a long time. I really just was trying to find a way to get carpet pythons and other Moralia out in front of people so that they could see what they really were about. The idea of the show is just to have the best keepers and breeders of Moralia pythons on to talk about how they keep and breed them. And just so we can show how awesome Moralia can be. I have a few guests lined up, and as soon as I have them confirmed, I'll post them up. But that should be pretty exciting to hear some of these guys and girls talk about all the different ways they keep and breed carpet pythons and Moralia in general. I guess the two big news updates in the world of Moralia is the big Tinley Park show that's coming up, the NARBC. That's on 10/8 and 10/9. You know, it should have a nice group of Moralia people because they're doing the carpet row again this year. They did it last year, and talking to some of the guys about it, that you know, it's a huge success. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend. Kind of bummed about that because I think if you're into carpets, that's the place that you should be. There's going to be some top-notch breeders there with some top-notch carpets to sell and push on to people. The other big thing about Tinley was it was supposed to be the release of the complete carpet python by Nick Mutton and Justin Julander, but those guys got called away to Australia, and they're going to be signing the books down there. I think this is the thing that we've been waiting for. It's 339 pages. It's published by Eco, and you know, from what I've heard from Nick, that this is pretty much the best information you can get on carpet pythons out there. I'm really, really excited about reading this book. Ben from Australian Addictions, he did the chapter on reproduction. He's going to be there at Tinley. He's going to have some advanced copies. They have a pre-sale going on now. If you wanted to grab them, if they're not already sold out, you can go to their website at AustralianAddictions.com for details. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today was the 2012 breeding season that's come upon us. I think this season is going to bring some extra cool carpets into our world. We're finally getting to the point where morphs are starting to be combined in ways that we have not seen. Animals that do not exist are hopefully going to exist this season. A couple of the cool things that I saw, there was a thread over on Moralia pythons. Chris from CB Reptiles, he had two jungles on there, the Price and Air pairing. I think that's going to be some killer. That male is unbelievable. Bowen from Rogue Reptiles, he has a cool jag and caramel pairing, so he should get some real nice caramel jags out of what he's putting together there. Mona from Mojo Reptiles, of course, Riddler. If you're into carpet pythons, Riddler, the jungle jag that she has, I mean, you see that thing and it's just mind-blowing. She's going to pair that up with a diamond jungle, which is pretty hot, and that should make some killer diamond jungle jag. Sean, the admin over there on Moralia Pythons. The one I'm excited about is the he's drawing for albino zebras. He's got zebra head albino to head albino, and that's one that I'm after myself as well. I think albino zebras are just going to be awesome. And then you put in the super zebra, the patternless albino snake. I'm assuming it's going to look something like that reticulated python orange albino type of color. Some of the things that I got going on, I got this will be the first year that I'm breeding, and I got four males that I'm really, really excited about. I got a caramel jag, I got a zebra jag, a caramel zebra, and a citrus tiger that I'm going to take to mostly tigers and jags. And so it would be caramel tiger jag. More so about the caramel tiger jag, I'm more excited about the caramel tiger. I think a super caramel, super tiger would really, really be an awesome animal. That's a project that I'm chasing, and it may take a while to get there, but hopefully that will come to fruition. The zebra jag and the tiger, I have no idea, no clue what that's going to look like, but hopefully we'll soon see a caramel zebra and a tiger. I don't know what the zebra gene and the tiger gene are going to do. I don't know. I can't even venture to guess. And, I think, even if it was what I thought, it's probably not even going to look like what I would remotely think it would look like. But I'm real excited about that. I think that'll be some real cool pairings. I'm also going to try for a caramel zebra to a jag. So we get some caramel zebra jags. Paul Harris, he posted up his caramel zebra jag that he did last year, and this is a killer animal, so I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully, the jag that I have, she's right there. She's at, I think she's at 1,900 grams. I don't know. She's a jungle jag, so she may go, she may not, but hopefully she will. So we can see some caramel zebra jags. And a pairing that I'm trying that I don't know how it's going to turn out, the citrus tiger to a red tiger. I don't know, but I think it'll have some nice striping. I don't know what kind of color that's going to have, but I think the striping is going to be killer. Because this year, Jason Balin's red tiger to red tiger, his pairing that he did, the striping on them are phenomenal. Really, really killer stuff. That's pretty much all that I have going on this season. I think this season is going to be a good season for carpet pythons. There's a couple other things that I have planned that hopefully we'll see the light of day, and will help to try to promote us in the world of Moralia. Check out the page for the updates, and when I get the guest lined up, we'll have them on here, and we will definitely talk to Moralia. And again, thanks for listening, and have a good night.